Three poems now from Flowers of Sulphur, 2007. And the title of the first picks up that lesser-known meaning of flaw, F-L-A-W, as a sudden burst of rough weather. Night flaw. Hard down on your street it squats, each smash of light, the thunderous grab right on its heels with hardly time to count to one. Tonight, autumn breaks her back across your eaves, shudders pains as with fingers laced to one strange hand, we part nets on a world freed of intentions, its canopy grazing your backboned semis, that burn of photocopiers, splicing air as air grows thick and resinous, chill as cream on skin, spilling in at your open sash from sky's orange-pink cornea, whose capillaries run quick pulses of electric blood. Seized, possessed of so much witness. Light stitching. Or you, father, pointing down to a Sicilian harbour, its dark pincers compressing an eyeglass of water. Or my skin, watered down by a lifetime out of your sun, yet thick and dark through our blood's long curing in white light. Or your silhouette, insect strange on the black breast of a Northumbrian hill, our kinship of shape lost in the white flood down of summer. Or that sequoia glade whose green we drank, a tall glass where dark sank as heavier spirits do, and stirred leaves made a white effervescence of sunlight. Or you, black and white, slumped in that wicker chair, mourning your father, steeped in a kitchen's shadowless fluorescence, toe caps scuffed grey by the glare. Or rain elsewhere, as white horizons laddered with dark, rain as fault lines slanting the light, till here resolve the first cold drop, steaming on your curved back of earth. Footage. So we crashed round the bend. We heard his weak scream. We heard his very last sound. And our wheels grazed his dead face. Isaac Rosenberg. Trench coats bedraggled, limb fluent behind the flickering hair, the mad zag of a scratch. Mist of time, literally, watching. That quenched hour of afternoon waiting for you, when people walk like the dead, I pace for you, I watch like the dead. Children stood like stock on grass, innocent as cows in Red Square. But they know the camera's eye, are still for it, shy to it. Time has brought blood to celluloid, blushes these scarecrow men who gap tooth into camera, who waltz to silence. Yesterday, bracket fungus, palace balconies scalloped with gold. Today, collapsed by frost into curd, as wounded walking, I walk you to the car. A man wrenches back, falls to death in four frames. He does not fall continuously, but as he falls, finds four selves for company, always the same. Edge on, a woman, facing camera, places a finger in the black wound of her lime-washed hearth. Woman, trying to climb back into you, into you, but only finger, tongue, prick at a time. The large part of conflict, standing, the drag at the cigarette, pacing, the sudden dash of eyes through smoke, just four frames to fall in. For whom do I watch? Ghost blur on the screen that flicks a leg, a hand. A pony, shock across pelt, as the thorn of shrapnel is tweezed from shag. You push back, a boy complete, formed right to the thumbnail. Pat on the back, cigar. I don't smoke. All breath is smoke. Men leap into frame, swim across frame, a river of shaggled men, walking a press of men, dull slug of flesh, slow ripple of defeat, coordinate animal, grey slick muscle, each man a scale of the snake, surging past burst nests that were houses, gliding, lifting hats, smiling to the lens, men without teeth, smiling, nursing a bundle the size of a fist, a bundle brought in for display. The crushed face squeezes out its cry. Who squeezes out my cry when I've got it so good? Commandant strolls in, and the hand at the lathe is half a frame too keen. Their grin at his arrival, half a face too soon into camera. Hello. They stride me into smoke, up to the bar, clear the old stout bottles, part the stench. Stout bottles, cannons that puff into men, a black crawl of men staggered across broken snow like a thaw. You bend to the water. I scrub your back. You gasp into heat like a thaw. Rock with my pressure as I pace you. Keep eyes on the bundle that frets by the tub. A man lathers another man's back. Two horses stumble in mud. A cow pickaxed through the white locks of its forehead. Twice. The image plants the germ, but is not the germ. It is innocence violate. I must watch the men, the snake, because they show it here in the afternoon while I wait in this quenched hour that the fungus melts in till the smoke you stumble out of, your gasp at the child you lift from the tub, this woman, your body, this child yet to come to manhood. Will we smile at camera, at the cannon that is a stout bottle? Will he? The counting of legs, ranks of ankles, faces covered, chests sunk into the sludge, the ranks of legs, a horse rearing, flaring, smells death. Boys eager with the shovel to stand with the men at this canal that is a grave the next corpse flops into, casual as a father rolling from his couch. I see the foam brown with your rust, the tub a canal of rust sunk in snow. I can see this, yet do not act. And the boys with shovels look into camera, with each carcass that rolls to final sleep, their eyes say, do you see, do you, you eye of long memory, do you see that?